Good morning, everybody.
弟兄姐妹早。
So before we get started, let me just pray for us, and we'll get right into it, okay?
让我们先来祷告。
Dearly God, we want to thank you for today.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
We thank you for giving us this place to just come and worship you.
我们感谢你赐给我们这个地方能够来敬拜你。
We thank you for giving us your word that we may read freely.
我们感谢你赐给我们的话语，让我们懂得敬畏你。
We also thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace and your mercy.
我们也为你的爱、恩典和慈爱来感谢你。
We just pray and we put this time into your hands.
我们祷告，把这段时间交托在你手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求，阿门。
So when we read Philippians,
当我们读腓立比书的时候，
a lot of times we are so enraptured by the story of Paul.
很多时候我们都对保罗的故事很有意思，很有兴趣。
Because Paul's like one of those testimonies we all love to listen to, right?
因为保罗他有很多见证是我们喜欢听的。
See, if you were talking about Albert's testimony,
如果我们讲到说我自己的见证，
very boring.
是很无聊的。
5 years old, I went to VBS.
5年前，我去暑期圣经班。
Oh, when I was five years old.
当我五岁的时候，我去暑期圣经班。
And when they said, "Do you want to believe in Jesus Christ?" I said, "Yes."
当他们问我说你想要接受基督吗？我说是的。
And so, 5-year-old me at VBS came to be a Christian.
我五岁的时候在暑期圣经班就成了基督徒了。
And then, from 5 years old to now, when I'm 30+,
从五岁到我现在三十几岁。
No smoking, no drinking, nothing like that.
我不抽烟，我不喝酒。
Nothing crazy.
我不做疯狂的事。
Very boring testimony.
很无聊的见证。
But the ones we like to listen to are very exciting, right?
但是我们要听的这一个将再来要听的见证呢，是很兴奋的。
Oh, I was, you know, part of a gang.
我是在帮派里面。
Or I used to do drugs.
我是吸毒的。
Or I did all these bad things and then I found Jesus.
我做了一切的坏事，然后我找到了耶稣。
Everybody goes, "Yay! God's grace and God's mercy is so good."
每个人都说，哇，神的恩典，神的怜悯是多好啊。
And so when we look at Paul, we love his story.
然后我们再来看保罗的故事，我们更喜爱他的故事。
Because he comes from a person who is persecuting and killing Christians.
因为他从一个逼迫杀害基督徒的人。
All the way to somebody who is living for Christ and getting, basically, persecuted for Christ.
变成一个为主耶稣而活的人，而且甚至为主受逼迫。
And the example sometimes that we learn from him, incorrectly.
有时候我们是要用一个错误的方式来学保罗的典范。
We think that our life has to be full of this, you know, good and bad, such a big difference between before God and after God.
我们都认为说我们的生命在信耶稣之前跟信耶稣之后应该是完全不一样，有好的有坏的不一样。
And a lot of times, if we look at our own lives, it's difficult to separate the two, right?
但事实上，我在看我们自己的生命的时候，这两者好与坏是很难分开的。
Because most of us were okay people before.
因为我们以前都是很平常的人。
And after Christ, we're still okay people.
在我们认识耶稣以后，我们还是很稀松平常的人。
Before, we weren't doing anything really bad, you know, embezzling money, stealing, lying, cheating, all this really bad stuff.
在过去，我们其实也没有做很多不好的事情，偷窃、抢的事。
And now that we're Christians, we haven't given away all that we possess to follow Jesus.
但是我们信主之后呢，我们好像没有放弃我们过去一些救我的习惯。
And so when you think about the person of Paul,
所以当我们在想到保罗这个人的时候
，we have to consider what sort of difference there really was.
我们要来思想他真正跟与人不同的地方在哪里。
You see, in Philippians, Paul is dealing with an issue.
我们看到在腓立比书里面，保罗他要面对一个问题。
He is currently in jail or in prison.
他在那个时候是被囚在监狱里。
But and so a lot of times you'll hear people teach, "Oh, Paul was so sad. He was in prison. It was so dark and dangerous, and you know he was just suffering."
很多时候我们听到在讲到的时候，讲到保罗说他是很可怜的，他在监狱里面一个黑暗的地方是很凄惨的。
But let me tell you this.Let's be very clear here.
但是让我们来用另外一个角度来看。
If you look at the book of Acts,
如果我们来看使徒行传，
and you turn to the last chapter in chapter 28.
我们来看使徒行传二十八章。
And if you look at verse 30.
二十八章的第三十节。
And I'll first read it in English, and then we'll read it in Chinese. It says, "He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense, and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足两年，凡来见他的人，他全都接待，放胆传讲神国的道。
When we read that passage, that is about Paul being in Rome.
我们读到这段经文的时候，是讲到保罗在罗马的时候。
And let's be clear, he was there by choice.
让我们很清楚的来知道这一点，保罗他是自己选择在那个地方的。
You see, from Acts chapter 21 all the way through 28, it talks about how Paul actually ends up in Rome.
从使徒行传的21章到28节，讲述到保罗怎么样到了罗马的事。
Because when he comes back from his third mission trip, he goes and he is presented before the body of believers.
当保罗第三次宣道回来，去短宣回来以后，他来到基督的子民面前来讲他所做的事情。
And after he presents what God has been doing, he tries to go to the temple.
当他跟众人讲到神怎么样带领他去做这些服事的时候，他之后他去到了圣殿。
And Jewish people all the way from Asia, so where he was, Asia and Macedonia, followed him back to Jerusalem and accused him of defiling the temple.
而那一些住在大马士革还有亚洲的人，一路跟着保罗回到耶路撒冷，去到圣殿去控告他。
And so when he was accused, all the Jews within the temple.Came up and rose up against him.
当保罗在圣殿被控告的时候，所有的犹太人都一起聚集来攻击他。
And so then the Roman tribunal and the Roman judges were brought into the situation.
所以在那个时候，罗马的军长就介入来处理这件事情。
And so then before the Roman tribunal and before the Jews, Paul defended himself.
所以在罗马政府面前，还有在犹太人面前，保罗为自己辩诉。
And if you read in Acts and you read carefully, you'll realize that the Romans wanted to set him free.
如果我们仔细的来读罗马书，读传道书，我们知道说罗马政府其实是想要释放保罗的。
But Paul himself said, "I now appeal to who? To Caesar."
但是保罗他自己说，我要向该撒上诉。
And so he pushed his case literally from the lower court, you know, county court, all the way to Supreme Court, where Caesar was.
所以保罗基本上他是自己从好像地方的这个法院要为自己申诉，一直要到最高等的法院。
Because he goes from there, he goes to Festus, he goes to Felix, he goes all the way to Rome in order to what? Present the gospel.
他从一些官长，从腓力这些，一直到罗马那边，要到向该撒来上诉。
It was by choice and by design that Paul, in this last chapter of Acts, is in prison.
所以这个是他自己的选择，是神的计划。他在传道书使徒行传最后一章会讲到说他在罗马那个地方居住。
And so we know here first is that Paul is trying to spread the gospel and he's there by choice.
所以我们知道保罗他是一直想要宣传福音，他之所以会到了罗马是他自己的选择。
You see, it's different from when him and Silas were put into prison, and you know when there was an earthquake that freed them.
所以这个跟他当初跟希拉被关在监狱里面一直祷告有地震那个情形是不一样的。
Completely different.
完全不一样的。
Because in Rome, he paid for his own lodging while he waited for his trial.
因为在罗马的时候他是自己住在自己所租的房子里面来等候审判。
And so when he talks about the hardship and being imprisoned, he's not talking about, you know, physical or emotional hardship. He's talking about something more spiritual.
所以当保罗他提到艰苦困难，并不是提到他在监狱里面受到身体上面这个困难，而是提到另外一方面的。
His circumstances right around him aren't really that bad.
他的环境其实不是那么糟糕的。
He is a Roman citizen.
他是一个罗马公民。
He is living in Rome.
他住在罗马。
He has the money to pay his rent.
他还有钱来付房租。
And he has the time now to evangelize to whoever would come to him.
他还有时间向所有来到他面前的人传讲福音。
Well, you see, the issue is we need to learn something from Paul.
但是我们现在要来学一些事情，从保罗身上来学。
Because there is a lifestyle that Paul lives that forces the world to recognize who he serves.
因为在保罗身上，他有一个生命的能力，让世人看见而被吸引。
And there is a response from different groups of people. to his circumstances themselves.
而且有不同的人因着他所面对的环境来回应他，来回应发生在他身上的事情。
When you read in Philippians chapter 1, right?
我们在读腓立比书第一章的时候，
it says this in verse 12.
在十二节这样说。
And 13.
十三节。
It says, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ.
十二节到十三节说，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。
You see, Paul, when he lives in captivity there,The one interesting thing is that everybody around him knows what? That he is imprisoned for Christ.
所以我们看到当保罗他被关的时候，在他周围的人都知道他是为着基督的缘故被囚。
You see, I feel bad for Paul, right?
我想到保罗我就觉得很难过。
Because I kind of like a sense of justice, right?
因为我是想要喜欢公义的人。
So like, if you're driving down the Garden State Parkway,
如果你开在高速公路上面
and you're already driving very fast,
你已经开得很快了
and someone flies by you at 90 miles per hour,
还有人用90英里公的速度来超过你
and they cut you off,
然后他们插到你前面去
and they keep going,
然后他们一直往前冲
all of a sudden you see the lights,
然后你就看到警车在他后面追了
and there's a little bit of happiness and comfort in your heart, justice exists,
然后你心里就开始感觉舒服了，因为公义是存在的
and soThere's a sense of injustice when I think about Paul being in prison here.
所以当我看到保罗被关的时候，我觉得是不公义的事。
Because he went to prison based upon a lie.
因为他是因着人家所说的谎言而被关的。
You see, in Acts chapter 23, I believe, to 25 or 24.
因为在使徒行传里面，从二十三章到二十四或是二十五章里面。
The charge brought against him is that Paul has defiled the temple by bringing Gentiles. To the temple.
保罗被控诉的理由是因为他把外邦人带到圣殿里面去。
You know why they accuse him of that?
你知道为什么他们这样控告他呢？
Because they said that when he was in Macedonia,
因为他们说当保罗在大马士革的时候，
he was seen walking in the street with a Greek.
因为他人家看到他跟希腊人一起走在街上。
What kind of accusation is that?
这是什么样的一个控告呢？
It's like, oh well, I saw you walking around the street.With this person,
好像就说我看到你在街上跟着这个人一起走。
And that person went and robbed the bank a long time later.
然后有一段时间之后，那个人去抢了银行。
So you must have robbed the bank.
所以你也是有份跟他一起抢银
行。The ridiculousness of the charge that brings him all the way to Rome is absolutely wrong.
这个是一个很可笑的控诉，而这个控诉是一路把保罗带到罗马去了。
And so if it was me sitting in prison.
所以如果是我被关在监牢里
I might do the same thing as Paul, honestly.
我可能会跟保罗做一样的事。
But my reason would be I want to clear my name.
但是我跟保罗做一样的事情是因为我要表明自己的清白。
I'm innocent.
我是无辜的。
I'm innocent.
我是无辜的。
I would yell that all day.
我会大叫这样说我是无辜的。
It's like when you, if you're in prison, right?
当你被关的时候。
There's so many people who are in prison who say what?I'm innocent.
很多人也关在街道里面，他们都说我都是无辜的。
And so everybody's yelling, "I'm innocent."
每个人都在说我是清白的。
And regardless of what actually is happening, the guards around will say, "Hey, that's the crazy guy Albert, who is in jail for disturbance of the peace."
不管发生什么事情，那些看守监牢的人，也就是说这一群人都是疯的，在这边捣乱秩序。
And so then the guards would know me as Albert.Who says he's innocent, but disturbed the peace?
看守监牢人就是说 ，Albert 他可能是那个无辜的，可是他现在在这里大声的嚷嚷，就是在那边搅乱秩序。
Because if you remember, Paul in every city in his mission trip.
当我们记得保罗去到每一个城市宣教的时候
，He went to a city.
他去到一个城市
，Got into an argument.
他跟人家争论
，Everybody got mad.
每一个人都生气了
，They beat him up.
然后就打他
They threw him out.
然后就把他赶走
He got up.
然后就站起来
Went to the next city.
他就去了另外一个城
Did the same thing over and over.
然后继续再重复做一样的事
And honestly, Paul was arrested for disturbing the peace so many times in scripture.
所以在圣经里面我看到保罗常常是因为说捣乱人的生活而被抓起来
And so there is something that you can say. If he was in jail and I was a guard, I would say, this guy disturbed the peace all over the Roman Empire. Of course he should be in jail.
所以当他在这样情况被抓到监牢里面，看守监牢人就说，这人就是到处去捣乱人心的，搅和人心，他当然要被关在这里。
But the difference is that when you read verse 12 and verse 13,
但是当我们来看腓立比十二章到十三章，十二节到十三节的时候，
it says that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for what? Christ.
这里讲到说。在御营全军还有全军和其余的人当中，他们都知道我被囚是因为基督的缘故。
How often can people say that in your circumstances they know that you are doing it for Christ?
这样的事情会常发生吗？当你被囚的时候，有人说我是看到你被囚而知道你是为基督的缘故。
You see, a lot of times we have a tendency to react.Our circumstances.
很多时候我们对我们所处的环境都会有一种反应。
This is right, this is wrong.
这是对的，这是错的。
I am right, you're wrong.
我是对的，你是错的。
We argue time and time again.
我们不断的为这件事情争论。
And regardless of if you are holding onto the truth or falsehood, nobody knows why you're doing it.
不管你所站立的角度是正的、正确的还是错的，没有人知道你在做什么。
Nobody knows that you're a Christian.
没有人知道你是基督徒。
Everybody just knows that you're in a tough situation.
每个人所知道的是你在一个困难的情况中。
But if we were to mimic after Paul's life,
但是如果我们要来效法保罗的生活，
can we?
我们做得到吗？
Can we make it so that people know that we are here because of Christ?
我们可以做到让人家知道说我们今天在这里是为着基督的缘故。
You see, In our regular lives as Christians, we have such a separation between the things we normally do and then our Christianity.
在我们基督徒生活里面，我们常常让人家看到我们是一个基督徒所做的，或是在其他地方所做的事，好像是不一样。
Because it's so difficult to mesh the two, right?
因为我们把这两者合而为一是很困难的。
If you think about me, right, I work in New York City.
如果你想到我在纽约市工作。
I can tell you that I've been at my current position for almost a year.
我可以告诉你说，我在我现在的职位大概有一年的时间了。
And in this year, if you were to ask any of my coworkers or people around me whether or not I'm a Christian,
如果你要问我现在周围的同事，问他们说我是不是一个基督徒
，Probably not. They wouldn't know.
可能他们都不知道。
Because I don't like to talk about religion or politics at work.Right?
因为在工作的时候，我不喜欢谈信仰或是政治的事。
This is a dangerous topic. It could get you fired.
因为这是一个很危险的话题，你可能会因为这样而失去工作。
And so there is a separation between work, Albert.
所以，对一个在工作上面的我。
And then the Christian Albert.
还有一个基督徒的我，好像是分开的。
And so this differentiation doesn't mean that necessarily at work I'm being like a bad person.
但是这样的一个区别，并不是说在工作的时候我就是一个不好的。
And then at church, Albert, I'm being a really good person.
而在教会里面的我是一个很好的我。
I'm still me.
我还是我。
But nobody knows why I live.
但是没有人知道我为什么活着。
Opportunity sometimes I say doesn't come up.
但我可以说，有时候是没有机会让我表现的。
But if I'm honest, when the opportunity does come up, I won't proclaim Christ.
但是如果我很诚实的说，当有机会给我的时候，我可能还是不敢宣扬基督。
And so when I look at Paul in prison writing his letters,
所以当我看到保罗在监狱里面写这一本书信的时候
，And it says that the entire guard and all the rest know why he's there.
他说御营全军还有其他的人都知道我为什么在这里。
I recognize the difference between someone who lives for Christ.
我在这里我看到了一个分别，就是有人是为基督而活
，and versus someone who lives with Christ somewhere close by，
跟一些围着基督靠近基督而活的人是有区别的。
It's an interesting thing after I got married, right？
在我结婚之后，我发现有一些有趣的事。
So when we're in a group like a fellowship，
当我们在一个团体的聚会里。
And let's say you're walking in the city or down Princeton or going somewhere as a fellowship, right?
当你要去普林斯顿或是纽泽西的一些地方。
And there are girls and guys in the group.
然后在我们这一群人里面有男的有女的。
And so then you will walk and you'll typically, as me, who is a leader, will walk kind of in front of, you know, all the girls or all the guys.
那我们在一起走的时候，因为我是带领的人，所以通常我走在前面，在男的跟女的前面。
And so nobody's really around me.
所以没有人真的在走在我左右边。
But people recognize that I am part of this group.
但是人家可以看出来，我是跟这群人是在一起的。
Because we're in a crowd.
因为我们是一群人。
Now, once I got married,
那是我结婚之后。
I still walk the same speed like I used to do, like very quick.
我还是跟我以前一样的方式走路，走得很快。
But every so often, I feel someone grab my arm.
但是常常我都会觉得有人抓着我的手。
So I'm walking up.
然后我走走，就要有人拉着我。
It's my wife.
我太太。
And she's holding onto my arm.
然后她抓着我的手臂。
And so when we're walking,
所以当我们在走路的时候
like why are you holding my arm?
我就问她说你为什么要牵着我的手？
You're slowing us down.
你是把我们整个人都拖，整个团队都拖慢了。
And she tells me, I'm holding your arm so that nobody else can look at you.
我太太说我牵着你，因为就没有人会看着你了。
I said, okay, okay, that's reasonable.
我说好好好，这是正确的理由。
And so when we walk down the street,
所以我们在街上走。
She's holding my arm.
她牵着我的手。
And everybody around knows that, hey, this person has something to do with me.
每一个看见人都会知道这个人跟我是有关系。
There's a direct association here.
当他们看到我们手牵手的时候，就看到一个关系。
Do not touch.
不要碰这一个人。
Right? And so if you think about living with Christ,
所以当你想到说我们为基督而活，
it's the same thing.
这是一样的道理。
You can walk around with Christ somewhere in the crowd of the things that you do.
你可以跟一群人走在基督的旁边这样。
And you'll see that everybody say, oh, well, he goes to church.
那每个人看到就说，哦，他是去教会的人。
He's always busy on Sundays.
他礼拜天都是很忙的。
Maybe he serves on a mission trip once a year.
或许他一年去短宣一次。
Oh, he's a good person.
他是一个好人。
But they won't say this is a true follower of Christ.
但是他们不会说这是一个真实耶稣的跟随者。
But Paul walks with Christ so that there is a direct association between his life and who Christ is.
但是保罗他是真的跟耶稣同行，所以人家看到他的时候就知道他是跟耶稣有关系的。
So that it doesn't even matter what the circumstances are.
所以他的环境就不重要了。
They know it's for Christ.
他们都知道他是因着基督的缘故。
He's tightly knitted walking with Christ.
因为他跟耶稣基督是紧紧的一起走着。
You see, it continues on.
接下来我们可以继续看到。
It says, and most of the brothers in verse 14, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
接下来在十四节讲到说，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道。
You see, the reaction of the people around is what we're talking about here.
我们今天要讲的就是。在保罗周边的人，他们的反应。
The first point is, do we live a life that other people can recognize that we are followers of Christ?
第一点是说，我们所活出来的生活是让人家看出来我们是属基督的人吗？
But the second group that reacts to Paul's imprisonment are the brothers and sisters within the church.
第二点我们要来看是在教会里面的弟兄姐妹对保罗发生在保罗身上的事情所做出的反应。
But remember, it's not all the brothers in verse 14. It says most of the brothers and sisters.
我们要注意，在十四节并不是说所有弟兄姐妹，但是他讲到说多半的弟兄姐妹。
The reaction to Paul's imprisonment is one that it says they have become much more bold to speak the word without fear.
因着保罗被囚，这里讲到说那些弟兄姐妹他们就笃信不疑，越发放胆。
It's difficult to consider a Christian that is able to make others more bold.
我们很难让其他的基督徒他们越发放胆。
Because sometimes you meet people that make you want to do a little bit more.
但是有时候你会碰到有一些人，这些人是能够激发你想要做更多的事情。
Like for example, the attitude could be from back then.
举个例子。
So.Let's say someone saw Paul was in prison for Christ.
那我们说有人看见保罗为了基督被囚。
And so then, the person may not be able to commit their lives to also go to prison for Christ.
那一个人或许没有办法也像保罗这样子把生命交出来也为耶稣被囚。
But he could tell himself, well, if Paul can go to prison for Christ, I can just do a little bit more something.
但是他可能会对自己说，如果保罗可以为着耶稣被囚的话，我或许可以多做一点事。
You see, God. Every Christian and believer is at a different stage in life.
我们就知道每一个基督徒他们在他们生命里面都有不同的阶段。
And God calls them to different purposes within the church and within the body.
神在教会里面来呼召他们都有不同的目的。
And sometimes people are younger Christians.
有些人是比较年轻的基督徒。
Some people have been Christians for years and years and years.
有些人做基督徒是很久了。
Some are called to mission work and to be in prison for Christ.
有些人是被呼召去宣教而为主被囚。
Others are called to have a job and to tithe and to serve at the local church.
有些人神呼召他们就是工作，然后在教会服事，十一奉献。
But the thing about Paul that's so different is that in his calling, he drives others to be closer to God.
但是我们看到保罗与众不同的是，他能够驱使带动别人，让别人能够对神更为神。
It's kind of like this. I'll give you an example.
我要给你一个例子。
So I went to a friend's bachelor party.
Right. 我去一个朋友的单身汉派对。
And in this bachelor party, because we're Christians, we don't do like, you know, some of the stuff that you might see in movies that guys do in bachelor parties.
因为我们都是基督徒，所以你不会看到像电影里面那些单身汉派对所做的那些事情。
So we're limited to much fewer options, right?
所以我们在派对里面做的事情选择很少。
So we can't go to Vegas and gamble, so we stay in New Jersey.
我们不去赌城，赌博，所以我们就留在新泽西州。
And so this really good friend of mine, we decided that we were going to go paintballing.
我们的这个好朋友呢，就决定在这个派对里面呢做彩弹珠的设计。
So do you guys know what paintballing is?
你们知道彩弹珠设计吗？
So it's like you have an air gun and you get like these paint bullets and you shoot and then you get out and that's the game, right?
你有一个气枪，把这些彩弹珠装在里面，然后你就到处打，大家跑来跑去。
And so one of the games is called Capture the Castle.
其中一个游戏就是说我们要攻破一个城堡。
And so there are four teams, about 25.
我们大概有四个队，四队。
And so the whole point is that one team defends the castle.
有一队是用来保护那个城堡。
And the other three teams actually have to attack the castle.
然后有三队是要来攻击那个堡垒。
And so you've got 25 people in the castle and 75 people surrounding the castle.
所以在这个城堡那里有25个人，然后有75个人都是在这里要攻击的。
So 3-1 ratio.
所以是一比三。
And so there's something that interesting that happens when the whistle blows to begin.
所以当口哨一吹，这个游戏开始的时候，有一些有趣的事发生。
Because you only have 10 minutes to take over the castle.
因为你要攻击的时候，只有十分钟要让你攻破这个城堡。
And so time is very important.
所以时间是很重要的。
But the moment the whistle blows,
但是当口哨一吹的时候，
there's about 3 minutes wasted.
大概有三分钟都没有动静。
I look at you, you look at me.
然后你看我，我看着你。
Nobody wants to attack the castle on their own.
没有人想要单独的去攻击那个城堡。
So everybody's nervous. Nobody wants to be out.
每一个人都很紧张，但是没有一个人想要出去。
Until you get that one person, right?
然后有一个人。
A crazy guy, Albert, let's say, right?
这个是一个疯狂的人，就像是我一样。
Like, I don't care. I'm going. He starts running towards the castle. Pop, 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 pop. He's going, right?
然后他就说，我什么都不管了，他就往那个城堡冲，然后就开始射射射。
And the phenomenon is the moment that one guy starts running at the castle.
这个气氛就是，只要有一个人冲出去，
everybody else starts charging.
其他人就跟着往前冲。
You don't know if Albert has a plan.
你并不知道那个我是不是有计划。
You don't know if Albert is doing it right.
你也不知道我是不是做对。
You don't even know who Albert is, maybe from one of the other teams.
可能别队的人根本就不知道我是谁。
But that one guy runs up, everybody goes.
但是只要有一个人冲出去，很多人就跟着冲了。
You see, what's interesting is that when Paul does his ministry, he becomes the lead person to run out into the middle of battle.
所以当我们看到保罗的时候，就是当他在服事的时候，他是第一个人往那个宣教的战场走去。
And when you see courage like that, especially within the church, sometimes it will drive people to be more passionate about God.
当你看到他的胆量的时候，有时候这个勇气会驱使教会里面的人也有这样子的热情。
All it takes is one person.
只要有一个人。
If one person is willing to sacrifice for God, everybody else may not sacrifice as much.
只要有一个人愿意为神而牺牲，即使其他的人也不是像他这样的来牺牲自己。
But they're willing to take a step forward.
但是那些人愿意更多的做一步。
And that is the type of person that Paul is.
这个就是保罗，他就是这样的人。
But the question is for us as believers.
那我们今天信徒要问的一个问题。
Are we able to do the same?
我们可以像他这样子做吗？
You see, the thing we need to realize is this.
我们要认知的一点是
God doesn't need us to do things.
神并不需要我们来为他做事。
God allows us to serve him.
但神却让我们能够来侍奉他。
And so Paul's circumstances, he not only is, you know, in prison and all the non-believers know who he is.
所以保罗情况是不止他在监狱里面，而是另外所有的人都知道他为什么在那里。
But the brothers and sisters in church also become what? More passionate about God.
但因着这样的事情，教会弟兄姐妹因此对神而更热情热心。
And that is the attitude that Christians must have.
那就是我们做一个基督徒应该有的一个态度。
Because if none of us are willing to take a leap of faith or step forward,
如果我们中间没有一个人愿意做一个信心的一跳，
then the church would never grow.
那教会就不会成长的。
Because without the boldness of God in what you do,The fellowship of believers will always remain scared.
因为如果我们没有神给我们这样的勇气跟胆量的话，教会弟兄姐妹都是会充满惧怕的心。
I'll give you a perfect example.
我再给你一个很好的例子。
When you plant a church,
当你来设立教会
，usually nobody wants to step out and do that on their own.
基本上没有人愿意单独一个人去做这样一个设立教会。
But all it takes is a couple people.
但是只要有一群人，一小群人
who see a need in a location,
他们看到一个 地区，那个地区有这样的需要
and the moment they take that step,
然后他们做了第一步
God does the rest.
神就会完成其余的事。
It's a difficult step, for sure.
这是一个困难的一步。
But God requires us to do that so that we may grow.
但神要我们能够踩这样的，做这样的一步，然后神就会来祝福。
You see, from Paul's life, and if we were to kind of think about our own Christian lives,
当我们看保罗的生命，我们再来看我们自己基督徒的生活。
Most of us are willing to take a, like, you know, a risk for a little bit more money.
我们很多人愿意为了金钱来冒险。
And so we will, you know, leave our countries to go study in another place with no money at all.
所以我们愿意离开我们自己的国家，去到另外一个国家去学习，即使我们
都没有钱。We will be willing to take a lower-paying job for the chance to get more money in the future.
我们愿意先找一份低收入的工作，让我们以后有机会能够找到更好收入的工作。
We're willing to take our money out of our retirement fund to start a business. All sorts of risks.
我们愿意从我们退休金里面拿一些钱来做一个新的生意。我们愿意冒这样的险。
But what have we done for Christ?
但是我们为基督做了什么呢？
You see, the difference there is that one person is completely consumed by God.
这里看到一个人是完全被神所用的，所感动的。
And another has been consumed by the world.
但是另外一个人是完全被世界所吸引的。
Because if you see the difference, everybody is able to take risks.
因为我们看到每一个人都愿意有这样的冒险精神。
We all have taken risks in our lives.
我们在过去都曾经冒过险。
But the difference is what we consider worth it.
但是其中的区别是哪一个是有价值的。
And so if we as a body of believers cannot take that step forward, then we are saying that, hey, maybe God, maybe his people, maybe his church aren't really worth it.
所以当我们没有人愿意做这样子的往前一步的时候，可能我们的心里想法是神或是这个教会不值得我们这样子做。
But this is not a chastisement, okay? Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad. I'm not angry at this.
我不是对这样的事情很生气。
What I'm saying is that we need people within the church just to take that first step.
我要说的是我们在教会弟兄姐妹我们需要能够往前勇敢再跨一步。
Because the moment that happens, everybody...also takes another step forward.
因为只要有人这样子做的时候，其他的人就会跟着往前。
Because I believe, brothers and sisters, it's not that we don't want to.
但是不是说我们不愿意。
But there is a little bit of natural fear there, of risking things for God.
但是在我们里面总是有一个很天然的这样一个恐惧，当我们想要为神冒险做一些事。
And the reason is this.
原因是这样子。
If you continue to read, right?
如果我们继续来读
In verse 15 and 16
在十五节跟十六节这里
15 through 17, sorry
十五节到十七节
says some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry but others from goodwill The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。
Every risky step has its risks.
每一个往前跨的一步都有它一定的冒险度。
And you see here that Paul is talking about a group of people that is within the church that are preaching the gospel, which is kind of weird, out of envy and rivalry.
这里我们看到保罗讲到教会里面有一群人，他们传福音是出于嫉妒纷争。
How is that even possible?
怎么可能呢？
So let's break this down a little bit, okay?
让我们来看一看。
Because it takes a little bit of understanding of Paul's life, as well as his calling, in order to understand why he's saying these things.
我们要知道保罗为什么这样说，要对保罗他的生活生命有一个了解。
And so the first breakdown we have to take is it possible to preach Christ?Out of envy and rivalry, or with the, in general, with the wrong motives.
第一个我们要来问的是，有没有可能是出于嫉妒跟纷争传福音的呢？
I thought to myself, said, "Is this possible?"
我对我自己说，这是可能的。
Would God allow something like this?
那神容许这样的事吗？
And the answer, actually, the conclusion I came up with is actually yes.
答案我自己想的答案是，是的，可能的。
Because it's clear in Scripture when Jesus talks.To the Pharisees and talks to the crowd.
当我们看到圣经里面记载到耶稣跟法利赛人还有跟群众说话的时候
，The scary part, he says that many will come to me and say, "Lord, Lord."
他说很多人会来到我面前说主啊主啊。
Did we not perform miracles in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉你的名行神迹赶鬼吗
？And he will say, "I never knew you."
但是耶稣说我不认识你们。
But the funny thing about that section is that the miracles.Were definitely performed.
但是这里有趣的是，那个神迹的确是发生了。
And not only was it performed, it was performed in Jesus' name.
不止神迹发现，那个神迹是奉主名。
And so the motive of the person was not doing it for Christ, but yet stuff still happened.
所以这些人虽然他们不是为基督而做，可是当他们要行神迹的时候，神迹还是出现了。
Because like for example, in South America, there was actually a documentary.
在南美有一个文件。
It was a documentary about the health and wealth gospel churches in South America.
这一个记录是讲到在南美洲教会的记录。
It was talking about these churches that are like 50, 60, 70,000 people, right, in arenas and stadiums.
讲到这个教会里面有五六万人。
And most of them are very poor.
然后他们很多都是贫穷的。
But they were following the lives of these pastors who were multimillionaires.
但是在牧养这些人的这些牧师呢，他们都是百万千万富翁。
And they would live in Florida and fly down during the weekends to preach and to do whatever they do in South America.
他们都是住在佛罗里达州，而在周末的时候，他们就飞到南美那边去。
No, they drive Bentleys, they have gold watches, they have nicest suits. Everything is perfect.
他们都是开名牌、戴名牌、开名牌车、戴名牌表，穿着很好的衣服。
And their theory is.Look at me, God has blessed me because I sacrificed so much for Him.
他们的理论是这样子，你们要看着我，看我这样子有成就，因为我是为神工作，神就祝福我。
And so therefore, you need to give more so that you can be blessed like me.
因此，你要多奉献为神付出，你就可以像我这样子。
That is the health and wealth gospel.
这个是他们所传的成功福音。
Jesus blesses those who give more for Him.
耶稣是祝福这些愿意更多奉献的人。
And theoretically, that is true, okay?
那我们从理论上来看，这是对的。
The more we give to Christ, the more He rewards us. That's true, but it's rewards in heaven.
我们为神奉献越多，神的祝福就会越多，这是对的。可是这个祝福是从天在以后在天上的祝福。
But then I thought to myself, what if there's somebody in that congregation who truly is giving everything that she or he has for God?
但我在想，如果在那一群会众里面有人，他是真心的把他自己所有的拿出来给神。
Even though that money is going towards something bad,
虽然那个钱被拿出来是用在不好的地方
，Would God honor that offering and that person's heart?
神会纪念那个人的奉献跟那个人的心吗
？The answer to me is yes.
我的答案是会的。
Because God is working directly in that person's life. Even if the pastor is preaching an incorrect gospel, if she has come encountered with the true Christ, then maybe at some point she'll find a real church, or he'll find a real church.
即使教会的牧师所传的真理是错误的，但是那一个人他是真心的向神来付出的时候，神会让他能够找到一个真实的对他有帮助的教会。
And so there are people who are able to preach Christ, but with the wrong motives.
所以我们看到有人他是为基督传福音，可是他的动机是错的。
And so when verse 15 talks about some preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill.
所以当圣经节这里讲到说，有的传福音是出于，有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。
The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, sincerely but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. Not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment.
这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为便民福音设立的；那一等传基督是出于结党并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。
And so when Paul's talking here, his greatest sorrow in this section is not about the circumstances that he is in.
所以这里我们看到保罗在说，他心里面最大的忧伤并不是他的环境，而是这样的一群人。
But rather people that are in the church itself.
而是在教会里面的一群人。
You see, Paul's role within the gospel is very unique.
保罗他传福音的这样的一个角色是一个很特别的角色。
If you look in Acts 21 to 22, all the way through to chapter 28. One key thing that he always does is defense of the gospel itself. Because he is defending the gospel not from pagan beliefs, but actually from Jewish believers. In chapter 21, after he comes back from his mission trip,
在21章里面讲到他从宣教回来,
the apostles say, hey, good job, that's an excellent thing that you did for the Gentiles.
使徒都称赞他说, 你在外邦中所做的事情是很好的。
But they immediately give him an issue to deal with.
但是他马上就执询他一件事情。
They say that these Jewish believers are angry with you because they say that you are teaching people to not follow the laws of Moses.
那些使徒对保罗说, 犹太人的基督徒对你很生气，因为你教导外邦人不需要遵守神的律法。Because
Paul has continually taught that it is not necessary for you to be Jewish in order to be Christian.
因为保罗在外邦中传教的时候，不断地对他们说，你不需要是犹太人才能够成为基督徒。Like
in Galatians, he calls out Peter for eating with only Jews and not eating with the Gentiles at church.
在加拉太书里面，我们看到保罗他指责彼得只跟犹太人一起吃饭，不跟外邦人一起吃饭。
He has direct confrontation with James, who's part of a group called the circumcised within the church.
他也跟雅各争论到说，基督徒是不是需要受割礼。And
so when we look at here, we see that he is again proclaiming, because I am put here for the defense of the gospel, in verse 16.
在16节这里，保罗说：“我是为便民福音而设立的。”And
so that we can infer in verse 17 that the people that are against him are doing this because of his defense of the gospel.
所以，从这里我们可以看到说，那一些反对他的人是因着他便民福音的方式而反对他。And
so this is a point of sorrow for Paul.
所以，这是保罗他心中忧愁的原因。Because
honestly, this is not a correct accusation, it's actually a misunderstanding. Because they did not, the people within the church at that point did not understand the essence of what the gospel itself. And so they get angry with Paul. And basically say, you're anti-Jewish believers. But let's clear his name first. Right? Because if you think about it, one of the things that Paul is very good at is, number one, the law of the Old Testament.
Right?
He's a Pharisee. And number two, he actually follows majority or all of the actual laws.
第二点，保罗事实上自己本身是遵守大部分的律法的。
How do I know this?
我怎么知道呢？
Because when Paul recruits Timothy, he is disciple.
保罗来找提摩太成为他的门徒。
Timothy is half Greek and half Jewish.
提摩太他是一半犹太人，一半希腊人。
But if you read in Scripture, the first thing that Paul does and tells Timothy to do before he goes on the mission trip.
那我们如果看圣经的话，当保罗要带提摩太第一次一起去宣教的时候，他所做的第一件事情
is to get circumcised.
就是让提摩太帮他新割礼。
Why would a man who is telling people that you don't need to be circumcised to be a Christian all of a sudden tell his first disciple to get circumcised?
为什么一个人他在传福音的时候跟人家说你不需要行割礼才称为基督徒，但是他却对他自己的第一个门徒行割礼呢？
So, what's the disconnect?
这当中是怎么回事呢？
Actually, if you read that passage, it says he tells Timothy to get circumcised for the sake of the Jews in the provinces that they are going to be going to.
因为我们从圣经上可以看到，保罗之所以叫提摩太行割礼，是为了他们要去的那个地方的犹太人的缘故。
It is not for the salvation's sake.
并不是为了救恩的缘故。
But it is for the spreading of the salvation that he says, I will be Jew to those who are Jew, I will be a Greek to those who are Greek.
是为了要宣扬救恩而做的，因为保罗他说，我向犹太人就做犹太人，我向希利尼人就做希利尼人。
And so the people within the church misunderstood his defense of the gospel.
所以教会里面的人他们都误解了保罗对福音辨别的态度。
Because they held on to more closely their culture than to Christ.
这一群犹太人，他们重视的是他们自己的文化，而不是神的福音本身。
And so that when we read verse 17, the second half says, "Not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment."
所以我们在看十七节后半段讲到说，意思是要加增我捆锁的苦楚。
A lot of things can happen.
很多事情会发生。
For example,
举个例。
Oh.Paul is in prison because God does not honor his work because he's blaspheming against God.
Oh, 因为保罗在监狱里面是因为神对他的事工不喜悦，他污蔑了神。
Oh, Paul, he's running into trouble because God is not leading him. He's doing it for himself.
Oh, 神遇到问题了，那是因为保罗遇到问题了，那是因为神没有带领他。
These are all things that these Jewish believers can say about him.
那些犹太信徒都可以这样子来评论保罗。
And so Paul's greatest sorrow is not because he's being beaten or there's some difficulty or he doesn't have money, but rather that the own body of believers, there are people who attack his work.
所以保罗心中最大的忧伤并不是他被关被打，他没有钱，而是教会弟兄姐妹对他的看法。
And so that is a deeper sorrow than people typically know.
所以那个是我们一般人想象不到的忧伤。
As somebody who served in a church for a long time,
有人在教会里面服侍很久。
Like if you have hardship, like coming from outside externally,
而你可能会遇到从外面来的一些。
Like you don't have enough money for this, or like you know you can't find enough coworkers for that.
可能你要做这个事工，你的经费不够，可能你找不到同工来配搭。
It's not too bad because you can struggle through it.
这样的事情并不是太难，因为你还是可能可以继续。
But most difficult is when brothers and sisters in the church either gossip or start to, you know, draw their anger at you.
最困难的是在教会里面有弟兄姐妹，他们开始传话，或是他们一起来对抗你。
You see, that is probably the greatest sorrow of serving in ministry altogether.
那可能是服侍的人他们心中最大的一个忧伤。
For missionaries, it's the same way.
对一个宣教士也是一样。
You go to a people.
你去到人中间。
Spend your time and energy in these people.
你把你的时间精力都花在一群人身上。
And then something happens, and they all leave, and they all curse you.
然后突然有事情发生了，那一群人都离开你了，并且咒诅你。
Because I've heard too many stories, right?
我听到很多故事。
Where one, you know, son or daughter in a family becomes a Christian. And the rest of the family are not Christians.
那家庭其他的人都不是基督徒。
And the son or daughter gets sick or injured or something bad happens.
那这个成为基督徒的儿子女儿，他发生的事情，受伤了或者生病了。
All of a sudden, the family says, "See, it's because you believe in that Jesus, you believe in that God, you talk to that missionary."
那其他的人可能都是笑他说：“你看，你信了耶稣了，你相信那个宣教士所说的话，你今天这个情形了。”
And some of you may have actually experienced this before.
我们当中可能有人遇到这样的事情过。
And then you feel this sorrow as a missionary.
那你是一个宣教士，你可能心中很。
And you ask God, why would you allow this to happen? Don't you want the rest of the family to come to Christ?
你就问神说：“神啊，为什么你允许这样的事情发生呢？你不希望这个家庭其他的成员也认识你吗？”
Or you work in church and say, "Hey, I put so much effort. Why don't people take joy or have grace or mercy for what I'm doing?"
或是你在教会服侍你，用很多的心力，然后想为什么大家都不会因此更爱神、更认识神呢？
And so we get angry.
所以我们就生气了。
We get frustrated.
我们就沮丧了。
Say, "Forget it."
你就想说算了。
Don't need to serve anymore.
我不再服侍啊。
But you see, Paul's, and this is a little bit of chastisement towards me and to others who serve, because Paul's attitude is completely different.
但是我们在这里看到保罗，他的态度是完全不一样的。
Says verse 18.
在十八节。
What then? Only in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice.
保罗说：“这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了。”为此我就欢喜。
That attitude is unheard of.
这种态度是从来没有听过的。
I can never say, it doesn't matter if you hate me or you like me, as long as you're preaching the gospel, I'm okay with it.
我没有办法这样说，不管你恨我或是你喜欢我，只要你是在传福音，我都没关系。
Even more, it's okay for you to have the wrong motives while being at church and serving God.But as long as God is served and the gospel is preached, I'm okay.
甚至我也不可能说，你只要是在传神的福音，不管你的态度是对的或是错的，只要神的福音被传了，我都没关系。
That's hard.
这是很难的。
But Paul says it.
但是保罗是这样说的。
And the reason why is actually because of the later section that we won't get to.
我们在下面一点会看到原因，但是我们今天没有办法讲那一些。
Because he talks about what is actually important in this life.
因为接下来会讲到说，在这个我们的在世生活最重要是什么呢
？He says, "I would rather die and be with Christ, but I also would rather Him use me for the joy of the people that are here."
因为他说，我情愿离世与基督同在，但是我也愿意继续在这世上活着来做神的工。
And so he runs into this problem.
所以他在两难之间。
To die is gain.
死了就是得着。
To live is Christ.
活着是为基督。
It's tough for him.
这是很困难的。
But the attitude that he has never touches upon any anger or resentment towards those that are around him.
但是你看到他所说的话，他从来没有提到他对那些在他周围对他所做事情的人的憎恨。
Let's be clear here.
让我们清楚来讲解。
The people that are against them are 100% wrong.
那些反对他的人是完全错的。
Definitely wrong.
一定是错的。
Don't be those people.
你们不要像这样的人。
But if there are those people around you, the attitude has to be different from our usual indignation or our usual disagreement with them.
但是如果有这样的人在你身边的话，我想我们的态度应该是要不一样的。
It's got to be like Paul, where we can say before God, "Hey, it doesn't matter what their intent is, as long as I am doing what you have called me to."
我们应该要像保罗这样子说，不管他们所做的是怎么样，只要我在你面前我所做的是对的，我就良心平安了。
Now let me do a little bit of a caveat here. It does not mean that you cannot argue for the truth, okay?
我要再讲了一点，就是说我不是说你们不能为真理来辩明。
It does not mean that you cannot have the correct way of doing something and have to defend that.
我并不是说有人做错了，你不应该去更正他们，或是来说明更清楚的事。
That if God has called you something, you can fight and defend what God has called you to do, no problem.
但是如果是神感动你去为这样的事情争论，或是为这样的事情辩明，没有问题。
But this is more about the attitude of the heart.
但是我现在讲的是我们心里面的一个态度。
You see, the title of the sermon is a little interesting, right?
我们今天讲到的题目是有一点意思的。
It says with boldness from captivity.
这里讲到说在捆锁中的勇气。
Can you be bold while in bad circumstances?
你可以在一个很不好困难的环境里面还是很有胆量的吗？
The way to do that is like the first point, which is that you have to, we have to live a life that those around us can see Christ.
重点是我们要活出一个生命来，在我们周围的人可以看到我们是为基督而活的。
The second is we have to live a life that forces other people to be more bold for Christ.
第二点是我们要活出一样一个生命，那个生命是可以影响人为基督更勇敢的。
And the third point is we do not have to fear the circumstances, nor do we have to fear the people within the body that may attack and criticize us.
第三点是我们不要惧怕在我们身边发生的事情，我们的环境，我们也不要惧怕在教会当中的人所做的事情。
That we have to understand the focus and the goal is to spread the gospel of Christ.
我们的重点跟我们的中心是要在传扬神的福音。
And in that, if we are bold, then God will honor the work that we do.
我们是因着这样子有勇气胆量，那神就会喜悦我们所做的事。
And if we as a people are able to lift one another and be driven to spread the gospel, then our churches will grow.
如果我们大家都是这样子，因着基督为彼此而活，一起来传扬福音的时候，神就会与我们同在，使我们有胆量。
And what's funny about this whole like you know virus scare, right?
我们都知道最近这个病毒的消息。
It's so easy to stop a church service.
因着这样的情况，很多很多教会很容易就停止聚会了。
I've known like at least three or four churches that oh like you know like our services are shortened and we have to you know if you know or come contact with anybody coming from China then please don't come to service for 2 weeks and it's for safety precaution, right?
我已经知道大概有三四个教会，他们可能都缩短他们聚会的时间了，或是宣布说，如果你有去中国的话，就请你两周不要来教会。
And that's okay because we have to be safe, okay?
我们都需要安全，所以这个是没有问题的。
But the question is this.
问题是
，If we can be so reactive and so cautious when a virus comes, where's the urgency when people's lives and souls are not being saved?
如果我们对病毒这个事情是那么小心，觉得那么紧要，那我们对人的灵魂还没有被拯救，我们是怎么看呢？
Because the funny thing, I've seen more cooperation and planning and, you know, communication for virus than I've ever seen for an outreach or for mission work or for spreading the gospel.
因为我看到更多的计划，还有更多人愿意配合，为着这个病毒在传播的原因。可是我很少看到为着福音的缘故有这么好的合作跟计划。
You see, this worry about the virus shows that we as a church can have one mind and one heart and one focus.
你看到我们将会因着这个病毒的原因是可以合一的，是大家的心智可以一样的。
And if we can just make that instead of talking about a virus.But talking about the gospel or reaching out to non-believers, then think about how effective our churches would be.
那想想看，如果我们这样的合一跟这样的心智是用在传福音的事上的话，我们传福音会多有功效呢？
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, remember what it means to work together for a common good.
所以弟兄姐妹，我希望你们记住什么。怎么样能够合一一起为一切美好的事情来侍奉是什么意思呢？
Be like Paul.
就要像保罗。
A life taken by Christ.
为神而活。
That others see who he is.
其他人看到你。
That he is a Christian.
就知道你是一个基督徒。
That brothers and sisters are driven to continue to serve even more.
而弟兄姐妹都因着你被驱使更热心的服事。
With a heart that does not fear anything outside or inside.
有一个心，那个心智是不惧怕外面或是里面发生的事。
Let's try to do that.
让我们努力来这样做。让我们来祷告。
Dear Lord God, we just want to thank you for today.
亲爱的神，我们为今天感谢你。
We pray, Lord, that you continually watch over this congregation.
我祷告你继续来看顾这群会众。
For those that are sick, God, I just pray that you would heal them.
为那些生病的，求主你医治他们。
And for those that are you know, out on missions or doing things for you, Lord God, I pray that you would strengthen their spirits.
为那些在外宣教、为你服事的人，求你来坚固他们的心。
We thank you for this time.
我们感谢你。
Pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，只是奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。阿门。